The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
100.3 FM, first in MacArthur.
Welcome to Saturday Night Live for another week. You're here with Steve and Peter.
Yep.
Send us an email, presenter@2mcr.org.au. Coming up on the program this week, we have a lot. The NRL Grand Final is fast approaching, Peter. We have one team.
Yes, in the Grand Final.
One team people aren't happy about. Sydney Siders are very mad.
Yes.
Well, you'd be mad because the Rabbitohs aren't.
Well, like, yeah, they lost, yeah, weeks ago.
A bit sad, right? You're sad?
Yeah. Who cares? They won last year.
Oh, did they?
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you want this year.
Doesn't matter.
All right. And we're going to get into sport a little bit later on. Also, Mad Mick Presents.
Yes.
Should be joining us live.
Yep.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe when Glenn arrives too.
Yeah.
So, We've also got the latest in television.
Yep.
We will be back with the latest in sports.
100.3 FM.
You're here on 100.3 FM at the Sounds of MacArthur. It is time to talk sport, Peter.
Yes, we're going to talk the NRL first off.
Yes.
And last night, Brisbane Broncos are through to the grand final, defeating Roosters 31-12. Justin Hodges, is the captain of the Broncos, is on report. So could he be out for the grand final? Could
Maybe.
This be his last, because he's retiring, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Could this has been it?
It seems like it.
Can he be suspended on the final day of his final retirement?
Is he just suspended for the one game?
Well, it's only one game left, the grand final next week.
Yeah, but how many games?
That's it. And
how many games? Oh, so it doesn't really matter.
And he's retiring.
Oh, okay.
Not a good way to go and report and he's suspended.
Why, he's retired. Why does it matter?
It's the grand final next week. So he's got to play. He's got to go out on a winning note.
If he wins.
That's great. But in Holden Cup last night, Penrith, yes, in Holden Cup under-20s, they beat Warriors 50-16. So Penrith and under-20s are there for the grand final next Sunday. And Broncos are the first team in. Mm-hmm. And tonight we have the other Queensland team up against Melbourne.
Yes.
So guess what? I hope it's all Queensland affair.
Is that because you don't want Melbourne?
Sydney. Yeah. Or in Sydney.
Don't want Melbourne either.
Isn't that going to be great?
Wow, the Sharks got destroyed.
They did 39-0 last Saturday night.
Yep, Roosters lost as well. So Storm and Cowboys tonight.
See, the Roosters flogged Bulldogs. So last night the Roosters got flogged too.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly the same score, just about.
Right.
So there you go, they got payback.
They did. So Storms or Cowboys, who's going to win?
Reckon the Cowboys could win.
Right.
Probably by 20 points. It's going to be hard.
By 20?
20.
Wow, okay.
And also the Cowboys are playing Holden Cup, and that was, should be near half time or maybe. Cowboys playing Manly in that one. So Cowboys could be in the grand final in both comps. Apparently, in Townsville, all the teams up in Townsville,
They're
all for grand finals under all these other competitions that up in Queensland. They're all in the finals and grand finals.
Really?
So the Townsville,
they could win them all.
Going great, aren't going?
So be a good celebration.
Because in the Queensland comp, tomorrow, Townsville playing Ipswich in the grand final. New South Wales Cup grand final tomorrow is Wong versus Newcastle. That's on tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The AFL, Hawthorn, are in their third grand final in a row. Mm-hmm. That's not against Sydney.
No.
It's against the winner of tonight, West Coast and North Melbourne. Frio lost.
Well, that must Hawthorn, have annoyed a lot of people.
Hawthorn 94, Frio 67, and then I hope North Melbourne wins. So it'll be a Melbourne grand final in Melbourne.
You don't want West Coast to win?
No. But Fremantle, over the crowd at Fremantle, they really had problems.
Mm.
Didn't they? They did a woman.
Yes, that
crowd.
That guy that hit that woman.
Yeah, the jits and hit a woman. So the rest of the crowd went and got him and tackled him, and he went to court today.
Did he? Did he get charged?
Don't know what happened.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's good. Just don't eat women.
Yes, of course not.
He got barred. And other players in the crowd. I don't know, that's what's with the Western Australia crowd, but they booed Adam Goods, right? Because Adam Goods.
Didn't I say that?
Adam Goods retired last week.
Wait, so he's retired now?
Yeah, he actually retired when he went to the dressing room. He didn't mention, he just walked off, told the coach, and that's it, I'm finished, and that was it. But next week there is a parade. On grand final day, they go around the parade for retired players.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Goods, they're not going to do it.
Why not?
Because of the booing.
So he's going to...
He pulled the pin.
But he's retired.
Yeah, I know, but he still doesn't want to go around the ground because all the
people are going to boo him. He's retired.
I think he was going away, but just come back, I think. So that's all coming up pretty quickly.
Yeah, the finals. Then what's after the finals? Nothing.
We've got the summer of sports.
We do. We've got the cricket.
The one-day Matador Cup, which it's all in Sydney, and there's an extra team from Canberra, just young team made up there, and they will be playing. It's actually on all games. Will be on Gem.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's, they all have it on Gem, like one game a day just about. The basketball, the NBL starts next week, not this week, the week following week, on All Games Live. So that should be good as well. I'm not sure.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if there's a free-to-air one yet. They haven't said anything about a free-to-air coverage of one game.
I'm
a
sure
week.
They will be.
But we'll see what happens.
The A-League.
The A-League starts next week too.
How's that going
to
go?
Well, we don't know. Hopefully Sydney will win there
you
as well.
You want Sydney to win?
Of course.
You want the local team to win? Do we have?
No, I don't care. No, my local team is not Wanderers, okay? Mine's Sydney. It's always been...
Do we know who they're versing at all?
Wanderers are playing... Oh, the Raw on this Thursday. Raw. Tough one. And Sydney FC will be playing Melbourne Victory.
Oh. So two tough games to open the new
season. Golf. During the week, Jason Day is the world number one. The youngest ever in 26.
Wow.
He didn't go too good, so they're up to round three now. And he losing his grip on this one, but, you know, so we'll see what happens. The tennis. Davis Cup's changing next year. They've got a new rule where the International Federation has announced it will institute a fifth-set tiebreaker in the Davis Cup. Not
if
like
it
the
leads
third
to
set.
It, though.
Not, instead of having a third set tie, it's going to be on the fifth, so it's going to make it longer. They're playing America in the first round next season.
Wow, the games are long enough, don't you think? Now they're going to go five rounds.
Five sets.
Oh, too many.
Five sets. So.
Too many. Jared Haynes still doing
Jared
Haynes,
well, yeah, he's...
But they don't trust him.
Don't trust him now.
Is that because he's a new player and they're jealous? Because he's getting all this hype?
Yes, they don't know what...
So the other players from the team are jealous of Jared Haynes?
I probably are. Yeah,
that's the only reason.
because this is his first season in the gridiron. They think, oh, they can't believe how good he's been, and now they're
jealous.
Yeah, jealous. You know, jealous of his top off. See, you know,
jealous of his what?
He's got his shirt off. You know, jealous of his body. You see, and they thought, like, yeah, I wish I would like that.
I don't know.
Wish I was like that.
I'm sure
the rugby super the World Rugby Cup.
Yeah,
Australia so are on
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow they won their first one. Uruguay, that's actually, they're showing it on Gem as well. So this is an early one, 9 o'clock special. So Australia won the first one against Fiji as well, 28-13.
Hey, that's pretty good. Go Australia.
So they are Pool D, I think. They're nowhere.
It'd be Group A because Uruguay, right?
Oh, yeah, they are. But they haven't got their name up there, have they? So
no, yeah, Wallabies right there.
Oh, yeah, it is. 4 points. So on the top of the Group A is Wales and England on
third.
Five. We'll see what happens there. Oh, maybe at the moment, ITM Cup. ITM Manawa 2, Everett 7, North Harbour 10, Otago 61, Highlanders 7. And in the National Rugby Championships, half time, Perth Spirit 18, Melbourne Rising 13.
Yeah.
And the West Coast playing off Melbourne soon.
Hey, what's up? It's Will and Jaden from The Collective.
And you're listening to the sounds of MacArthur, 100.3 FM.
Welcome back like to you. Saturday Night Live. You're here on 100.3 FM, the sounds
we of... We almost made Peter panic there.
He did. He had a little tear in his eye.
Tear in his eye because every week I'm such a kind person, Steve.
You are, Glenn.
I actually endure giving Peter a lift home. I do give you a lift home every week, don't I?
You're lying.
But tonight, I can't because I've got two tabletops
in my car. Where would he sit?
Well, you should.
Well, why not?
You should only have one tabletop.
Well, you still wouldn't fit in with one tabletop.
Yeah, Glenn, don't help people with appliances.
Yeah, like I'm taking them back to my parents' place and putting them on there, and I thought that was quite a nice gesture.
Look, I'm skinny. I can squeeze in.
Can you fit in the boot?
Probably not legal, though.
No.
And I only have a hatchback, you see.
Okay.
So, but Steve got insulted about his hair.
Sorry, master.
But he insulted Steve's hair, but now he's had to apologise and grovel back.
He apologised. He still hasn't apologised.
Mm.
So he'll be sitting on the roof.
He can sit on my roof. I've got
chair,
no roof racks, though.
But I want to take a chair home.
Oh.
Then you can put the chair on the roof and sit on it.
Oh, God.
I see that in a Mr. Bean episode once. That's hilarious. That's one of the better episodes, actually.
That's why Mr. Bean's me.
Okay, shortly in Pete's week, in Mr. Bean's week, we're going to be talking about the mega land release at Menangle.
What's happening at Menangle?
A huge land release. And also, we've got some pictures for radio of some random business park, the one that the mayor thought was a great achievement.
And also, New West League Scrub, they might have a new, like a big Fox studio down there.
We talked about this last year, the hub, the media hub.
Well, it is now in the papers.
It's in the paper, or next week, it's
in there.
So it's legit now.
It's coming.
Right.
It's a come.
But the big issue is that big land release. We're talking about that and that and more. And coming up next hour, too, we hope to have Mad Mick as well.
Maybe, if he calls in.
Yeah,
please try to pick him up.
Please call in, Mick.
No, he didn't. I hope not.
Did you forget, Glenn?
No, because
it's
those damn tapes.
But to be fair, my phone died. So if you rang my phone, I've got any voice messages though. Mick, we'll ring you.
Mick,
we'll
call us at the station. Yeah.
We don't know what's going on.
It is time for Pete's Week.
Yes.
And the big news this week is the new development south of down to Menangle Park.
They get a
proposal from the government is to electrify the rail line. Not the passengers, just the rail line. That's not funny, Peter.
Peter, you don't want to...
Don't electrify the passengers. Yeah. And they're going to have 35,000 homes down there and then just not far from, I think it's Wilton.
Yeah.
They're going to have another little housing estate there. But Pete, are they seriously lost the plot? Because does anyone really want to travel any further out of Sydney to get to Sydney? And there was the promise. The promise was there'll be more jobs. Where are the jobs today?
Yes.
We're still waiting.
Well, it's outrageous. Peter's apparently, all these magical jobs, now they build some more houses. Mm-hmm. They built more houses. They're building 200,000 houses. Yet still, there's not many more jobs in Campbelltown.
No, but well, MacArthur Square's getting there.
Yeah, but not everyone's going to work at MacArthur Square.
Or Norella.
You can't have 200,000 people work there.
They might have a new shopping centre down at Menangle as well, and a new school.
Yeah, but that's not going to cover the amount of people moving there.
No.
Ultimately, like, if you've got 35,000 people moving in there, and usually 65% of people in the workforce, you need 22,000 jobs. That's not going to come from a couple of supermarkets at the local shops, is it?
Yeah. No. Well, on the news last night, they
22,000 jobs. So they're not all going to have jobs in Campbelltown because there's no plan to get them there.
Yeah. Well, on the news last night, they did say there is more people moving to Melbourne than Sydney because it's cheaper in Melbourne than Sydney, and they're all going.
Well, it is, yeah, because you can actually buy a house there for less than $500,000.
Do
you
know,
Steve, there's places in the like in this country you can buy houses for less than $500,000.
Really?
Isn't $1 million someplace?
Yes. But
not according to the news.
Well, not in Sydney.
Oh.
Yeah. Not in Western
Sydney. So
you've
got to get out of Sydney.
Move to Melbourne.
Melbourne. Bit long commute into the city.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's
catch a plane every
10
day.
Hours. It's a bit long.
Bus ride a couple of hours a day.
Yeah. But what do you reckon? Is it a good idea, though? Because obviously it's a logical place. It's got a train line in built, and they're going to try to improve. Maybe Appin Road is suggested might be improved because
of
it.
Yeah, well, that's neat.
But is it a good move or not? Everyone's saying it's fantastic, but I don't know.
I mean, it's good. Growth is
but this
good.
Is 35,000 on top of the extra $250,000 or so that is being put in the southwest of Sydney.
They're going to figure out what they want to do with them.
I don't know. Where are all the jobs?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Because once you get to the point where you pass MacArthur and then you're traveling 90 minutes to get to the city.
Yeah.
Like even from like MacArthur to the city, like it takes, you travel it every day. Steve.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's a fun, pleasurable experience.
It's amazing. I might need a shot.
How long does it take you to get to work normally?
Oh, jeez. Well, it takes an hour to get to the city on the train.
So, yep. So you just live at the, you live on the train?
No.
Because I've actually heard a story, apparently, this girl in Germany, actually, she lives on the train. Because it saves time.
Yeah,
she's really awesome. So essentially what she just does, she buys like a yearly pass, because they've got long distance trains. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't do it in Australia, but...
No,
because
sleep at Central every morning.
But you could. You could like overnight train maybe to Melbourne and Brisbane each day and wake up there.
She has a shower in the train. She also got her clothes in the seat.
Wow.
She's got a laptop. She's just traveling.
If it works for her, why not?
No, how?
I personally wouldn't do that.
But to be fair, compared to buying a house, what's an annual pass on CountryLink? Maybe
you'd probably save a lot.
Maybe a couple $1,000. Good rent, cheap rent, you know, some nice neighbours. They change every day.
Meet new people every day.
Generally on 250 pension cards, I'd imagine, because no one else uses it. But you get a whole range of people.
It would be entertaining.
And it's like, you know, that's cheap. So she just sleeps on the train.
Is she still doing it or was that?
I think she does it occasionally. So occasionally she'll like get a
she
bit
sold
over.
Her house, I think.
She sold her house.
Okay.
So there's an idea. Have you ever thought of that, Steve?
No, I wouldn't. So
why hasn't the government thought of this? Maybe we'll just have all these trains running around the country that people can sleep in as affordable housing. Because they've got no better ideas.
And the boyfriend joins her on the train.
Does he? Does he have a house?
Oh, well, probably not. I wonder what happens there.
You know, on the train.
Is that indecent?
Does they have a private carriage?
Decent exposure.
If the carriage is rocking, don't come a knocking.
They put the drapes on the window.
No, you watch.
Please, door's closing, and then they
stay clear. Doors are closing.
In the time, they quickly.
Stand clear, the carriage is rocking. Moving right along. Next stop.
It's one of those squeaky trains.
Next stop, horse and carriage.
Guess what it was? That's right. Next week. The editor.
That's our segment of the year, by the way.
The editor of the MacArthur Advertiser, Jeff McGill, is leaving after 10 years.
Oh.
He has he's got a photography portrait. He does photography, I think it is. So he's going to do that. And he exactly 30 years ago, since he did it at HSC, Campbelltown High, age 18 in 1985. He's going to. Next week is my last column as editor will be next week.
So your last column as editor?
Peter,
Pete, you're not even the editor yet.
new editor will be his long-term friend.
Are you
Roma
quoting the column?
Dixon.
Yeah, I think so.
So Roma Dixon will be taking over after Nick's
really?
Win. Yeah, her friend.
Should be pretty interesting.
So there you go, going on now.
Now, a well-known local Aboriginal elder, Ivan Wellington, was awarded a community service award by the Campbelltown Council last Tuesday. So good for him. He does a lot for the Aboriginal community in Campbelltown.
Yep.
Mr. Ivan Wellington.
Coal miners have got the sack at Embarrad Mining Company. Seeking to expand its operations into part of MacArthur's drinking water supply, have sacked and sent home 44 permanent workers at the Russell Vale Collier Wollongong. So a lot of players. A lot of people are losing their jobs.
Mm. So more jobs going.
More jobs.
But there's a solution.
Okay, good.
What's
they
solution?
Have had a painter make a on the front page of the Advertiser this week, mm-hmm. a lovely painting of what is called a business park.
Oh,
now,
wow.
These are known in other parts of the city as business parks. And apparently that's where jobs come from.
Really?
Because people may work in an office.
At a business park.
In a business park. I'm not sure if anyone's realised, but most of the... There's a lot of empty buildings in Campbelltown, so I don't know.
A lot of empty buildings.
So maybe I don't know why we need a business park, but apparently if you build a business park, magic just happens and the jobs come. So for 20 years, the Campbelltown Council's made an artist impression. Mm-hmm. One of the mayor's great achievements this year.
Oh, good.
The area near Blackstone Road, railway line Narellan Road, mm-hmm. is going to become a business park. And it's going to kind of like be Norwest, but maybe Sawwest. Maybe
Sawwest,
maybe not because Northwest, Northwest, Sawwest.
By the ants while you sit on the park.
Ant nest. That's a good one. I don't know. And essentially, it's not a bad location. It's quite near the train line and train stations and stuff. And they're putting that on exhibition now to try to see if they can get it up, get it built. Essentially, so and it's going to be called the Merrifield site. So it's a long. It's a long term project. I think once you do the picture. Well, to be fair, it's only a painting, so they haven't put any traffic in the painting.
Are the traffic going to get busy in the painting?
Well, there's none in the painting, right?
You've got to wait for the guy to move
So in the painting, Steve, you don't understand. There's no traffic there, right? It's like, the roads are all clear.
But what about the guy?
Back in the old days.
What about the guy on the road painting it? He's going to have to move his stuff.
Yeah.
That's when traffic will become
a
problem.
So there's no traffic because back in the early 90s, there was no traffic.
Early 90s, there was no traffic.
That's it, yeah. But it's not really close to public transport, though, as well, because if you've got to walk all the way from Narellan Road to the train station and you're a business park, quite a way to walk. Why don't you fix up Queen Street?
Well, they did put new...
Here's an idea.
Well, on Thursday,
Queen Street,
a few days ago, they put new lights on up at Gilpeer Road and Blackstone Road.
Oh, really?
They switched them on, but... Because when I cross there, they take so long to cross, it's ridiculous.
And Pete's busy.
5 minutes, you know.
Pete's busy.
He researches this.
To go to me plumbing days, you look at the behind the Captain Club there.
Not your business park. Once I get that business park, Pete, CEO of the business park.
I'm waiting 5 minutes and thinking, come on.
Still to come in.
All day.
Yep, you probably do. Coming up in Pete's week.
Koalas.
Koala survivor. Boxes. And farewelling the boss.
Farewell.
The boss.
Mr. Springsteen.
No, not him.
Well, that guy from the paper's going?
Yeah.
The paper.
Yes.
Mm.
And a lovely funeral from Debbie Brown.
And a special edition of Ducks Week.
Come on, Glenn. We only do koalas here.
No, we've got a duck story this
duck
week.
Duck Watch.
Okay, Duck Watch.
Duckman's coming.
Where should we continue? Koalas?
Well, let's go with the big news of the week, the koalas, Steve. Tell us more.
Yeah, koalas, again, the other one said that you should be weary of them, so you should be weary, obviously. Mm. Now, the New South Wales Wildlife Information Rescue and Education Services are telling you that they've seen a lot of the koalas in gum trees. Do not climb up them and get them. That's a bit dangerous, because if you fall, well... You know, you might get attacked.
Oh.
And it's so funny. It also says that if you do see a koala, it's likely that it's linked to a colony, so the koala gang might attack you.
No.
Yes.
They work in gangs.
They actually said that. It's pretty funny. They said he might be linked with a colony. So be careful. Be careful of koalas.
That's what I think of koalas. Will they, federate and become a country one day?
They might. Mm. The emus did it back in the day.
Did they?
There was a great emu war of Australia back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, very long time ago.
How much are you smoking, Steve?
No, I'm telling you, look it up.
I don't look it up, right? Okay.
I'm telling you, it's true.
Right, well, a duck family.
Quack.
Quack, 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 quack. Quack.
There we go.
I've been daily going around the busy Epping Forest Drive in Eskill Park.
Yeah.
Come unstuck on Thursday. The death of what appeared to be the mother duck and a duckling had led to cause for a warning. For motorists, so you got in Roosh, you've got the warning signs with koalas. Here, you need a warning sign for ducks and their families. It's going around. A lady from Raby said the family of mother and dad and duck and seven ducklings headed across the road last Thursday morning, but things turned worse when a woman spotted traffic and alerted her traffic to revive two car crashes from the other side. So now we crashed. cars nearly crashed into each other to avoid the ducks.
I see them a lot at the Botanic Gardens.
So this is at
Escort. They do. They actually walk across the road.
But you spend that in the garden,
you gotta,
right?
You got to stop your car. You got to let them walk.
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
Because, you know. So this was at Escort Park.
Oh.
So they're going to Escort Park.
So they're moving.
Now to our circuses in town. Two circuses met during the week at Wallandilly and Campbelltown to elect another new mayor. Because, you know, why have the same one you had last year? Because, you know, it's also last year's fashion, right, Steve?
Yeah.
Do you still wear your clothes that you wore last year? No. We've got a new mayor in Campbelltown again, the third in as many years, almost as many prime ministers we have in this country, as councillors do their deals. Now, interestingly enough, kind of like how we get prime ministers these days, the paper knew first and it actually came to be fruition.
And then the
so Campbelltown, it was a done deal. Paul Hawker and Deputy Mayor Alana Matheson, you may know her. She's the daughter of another Maffo.
Well,
yes.
So they'll be the first two Liberal councillors to have the job simultaneously after they've done a deal with the independents, as they've been doing deals for quite some time. As you know, everyone gets a Guernsey, everyone gets a go, and they're all in on the little gigs there. Now, I must tell you, you know how Paul Lake had some pretty ordinary achievements, like he had that artist impression of a business park?
That was a pretty good painting.
It was pretty good. This guy's making his achievements is to get some good growth and infrastructure to come here. He's going to electrify the trains out to Menangle, get the Spring Farm Link Road coming across to Menangle and linking up Appin. Now, that's currently for public consultation.
Yeah.
And it's done by the state government.
So he's going to try it anyway.
It's not your achievement, mate. Your achievement is, do you collect everyone's trash?
Mm-hmm.
And can you get the planning things done properly?
So you're saying he's taking credit for other people's work.
His achievement, he's flagging for his lousy 12-month term.
Yeah.
It's nothing. It's a consultation. That's not, he's not going to electrify the trains in 12 months.
No.
Like, it's not even any commitment. It's a bit of paper and, you know, who knows what will happen with that. So that would have to be, do some more work, get a better achievement, I think. That's just,
He might have to do something else going on.
He does want to enhance the city. He'll be awfully proud. So an enhancement. So it's something a bit more broad and generic. He's more of a realist. You know, blah-de-blah-blah-blah.
Realist, now, but he didn't check his research.
In Wallandilly, they've also had the circus around, and off the merry-go-round was the youngest councillor on council, Simon Lando. He got a show of hands, and he's very excited, privileged and appreciated for being voted mayor.
He did.
He's been deputy mayor a couple of times before, and he's the youngest ever councillor, obviously making the youngest ever mayor because he hasn't yet been mayor before. So he'll have another 12 months with the ropes and the chains. And interesting news, Campbelltown Council too, at the next council election next year, aren't changing the number of councillors too.
Oh, really?
Same number of clowns will be at the circus.
They never learn.
They never learn.
No.
And no direct elections yet either. Still waiting on that one.
So when does that gonna happen?
Well, they're not for it. They kind of like circusing it around.
They like leaving things how they are.
Yeah. Everyone gets to go though, you know what I mean?
That's dodgy.
It's like a work. You should do it at work one day, Steve. Just go there. That's a new boss today.
Maybe the executive today.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my turn.
You might own the business, but it's my turn.
I get 1 year.
Yeah, it's my year.
Just give me a year.
Yeah.
To drive the business into the ground. Now, Campbelltown Council General Manager Paul Tossie is reflecting on his long career because he's entered retirement. He's done.
Yeah. All right.
You're done, Pete. Steve, you're
just
done.
That's it, I'm done. As quick as his retirement, I'm done.
Really? Yeah. Well, be careful. A number of MacArthur residents are victim of a Medicare scam that has resulted in
Peter, what are you up to?
Identity and pets.
Peter, why would you do
five that? Medical facilities in Mount Annan, Campbelltown, Eaglevale, Harrington Park and Holsworth have their medical records compromised. So be careful of things going around. If you have something, if you're a victim, contact Campbelltown Police 462-0-1-1-9.
Yes.
Right. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes, the Oaks. Yes. Wallandilly Council recently issued a completion certificate for stage one of the Vanderveel Estate at the Oaks. How many phases are there going to be?
It's a land release, not just one estate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
It's a bit of misleading advertising, really. If you're in an estate, you think you have,
So stage one.
But the Pope's involved as well, Steve.
Well, the Pope...
Yes!
It's true.
Marissa Pope.
Mrs. Pope said she found
Marissa
out
Pope.
About...
What an awesome last name.
Yeah, Mrs. Pope.
Mr. Pope, how are you?
Well, the Pope is in America. She's here doing the Oaks. They got to split up the responsibilities. She said she found out about this next step after calling the council. So she had, the Pope had to call the council to find out what was going
on. That's it. Mrs. Pope, I think we should probably say.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Pope said that we're relieved. It is one step closer, but the damage has already been done.
Because I think there was a delay.
Yeah, that's right.
2 years of delay to get this sorted.
But phase one has completed.
So the day before the new Wallandilly Mayor, maybe one of his achievements can be don't have 2 year delays in planning application.
Yeah, move on to phase two, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Stage two.
CCTV cameras too are coming soon to Campbelltown and Ingleburn under the new policy. The state government federal government's announced $6.4 million for its Safer Streets initiative, and $350,000 will go towards Kalmantan Council. It's a gift from the last Prime Minister. Remember that guy we had 2 weeks ago? Tony Abbott? Abbott was the last one, right? Abbott. Is Turnbull still Prime Minister?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
As of this week, he is.
As of today, at this hour? Good, just checking. Russell Maffo, the dad, said, and from a police sergeant, said it will make it easier to track down offenders after you've been assaulted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It should be.
Yeah. Because he said you always have people being assaulted and you have to track them down when they've fled the scene.
Mm.
And that's true. Like, as much as CCTV are kind of a little bit of a deterrent, unfortunately, it's very sad, but they're usually like a record keeping.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, because it's not going to stop you from getting attacked.
No.
You're on camera. Yeah, but I want your wallet still.
By the time they run away.
Yeah.
But it's a good.
All right, last week we mentioned about a young fella who handed $200 to Campbelltown Police. Mm-hmm. Now, the lady came forward, her name was Carmen, and she was saving this money because she was putting the money aside to buy a rain water tank for the charity Doggies Rescue, Monarchy's Doggies Rescue, so that $200 back in there.
Oh. Campbelltown might be getting its own Fox Studios.
Yes, beautiful.
We don't know if it's going to have that branding, but it's going to be a media hub for regional sports and entertainment. Peter, you're right.
I mentioned
there
it before.
Early. You could be a news anchor.
Yes, I could walk 10 minutes to me work. It'd be excellent.
Campbelltown Council and West Leagues Club have revealed a proposal plan for a 25,000-seat sporting and entertainment complex.
Mm.
Wow. So then will they actually get more home games now for the Tigers?
No, next year's four games next year.
So. Well, I don't think it's going to be built by next year, but...
No,
but come on. Get on with it.
No. You think it will?
No, probably not.
Another few years.
And briefly, another news too. There's safety concerns about the southbound exit on Norellan Road on the Hume Highway. The congested road's undergoing redevelopment. There's been a number of complaints saying that it's causing major incidents with the delays getting out of the off-ramp. So the RMS is, which is, I believe the RTA, that it used to be called. Not that you find an office in anywhere near around town. We'll be getting that sorted, so looking at some options for that. And that's the latest Pete's Week.
Hey, what's up? It's Will and Jaden from The Collective.
And you're listening to The Sounds of MacArthur, 100.3 FM.
Wow.
Welcome back to the program.
Wow. 40 years since the towers. Faulty. Yeah.
Faulty.
Basil
towers.
Faulty. Has been in the hotel business for 40 years.
Yes, he's still there. Manuel is still burning the kitchen.
How many times can you burn a kitchen in just 10 episodes? Pete, you've done it a few times.
Oh, brilliant
show.
Haven't.
Never.
You've never burnt anything in the kitchen? Really?
No.
Popcorn?
No.
Pasta?
No.
Rice?
No.
Have you ever burnt anything?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Me too.
Yeah. Right, burn things. Make sure it doesn't burn.
How often do you cook?
He never cooks.
Oh, that's the question.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. What do you cook? What's your main dish?
Toast.
You can burn toast.
Oh, come on, you got to call it like something interesting, like you know,
like French toast. Yeah, that sounds fancy.
Yeah, Azerbaijan toast.
Yeah,
that's really nice. Azerbaijan toast.
Eggs Benedict.
No.
Who's Benedict?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
You're right.
Yeah, I know the guy.
You're right.
Coming up, you got any movies?
I haven't.
Is Pope Benedict making eggs now? Is he?
The Pope's in America with Obama making eggs.
Yeah,
he's speaking English.
Is he
in America?
Trump's right. You got to speak English in America.
You do.
Don't just sit there and just think that you're the Pope and you can speak whatever you like.
Palin said it as well.
Yeah.
Speak English in America.
Well, get out.
Speak American in America.
Yeah.
The Pope did. I'm going to do a saying in his glass car, though.
No, it wasn't.
No, he doesn't do glass car. This is a new Pope. This is new Pope.
This one's hip.
This is Pope. This is hip Pope.
He's a hip hopper. Oh.
He's like a left wing Pope.
He's a hip hopper.
He like believes in like helping the poor and stuff.
That sounds about right.
He's actually nice. Actually, you know, a lot of people like this Pope.
Why? Because he wants to help the poor.
He wants
people from Congress to sleep outside.
He doesn't bat
even little
on
kids
about.
want to run up, go past security and go get to him. And the security's grabbing the kids, go back. So, really? But then they picked him up, picked the little girl up, and they gave him a kiss in the forehead.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's lovely.
Lovely.
See, that's a Pope you want.
Yeah.
Not other.
I think he's a more progressive Pope as popes go, but that's a low bar, right?
He's pretty progressive.
Yeah. Like, but for a Pope,
yeah,
I wouldn't say he's probably like you know. A left-wing radical or anything. I don't think he smoked dope in the 60s or anything.
He probably did.
He did.
Did he?
I reckon
no, I don't think any Pope's... Could they?
Yeah.
Of course you would.
For the Pope?
Of course they
Anyone
would.
Anyone would.
Oh, we'll find out, Pete. We'll be ringing the Pope up now and he's probably asleep.
We're going to have to ask Mrs. Pope.
Pete, can you ask during the week and figure out if the Pope has smoked pot?
Tweet the Pope and ask him.
If you do that, I'll buy you dinner.
Hey.
Google it, eh?
No, you can't be on Google.
Google. No, the Pope has Twitter. Twitter him.
Yeah, Twitter him, yes. Dear Pope, are you a 60s hippie baby?
Are you progressive?
100.3 FM.
It is time for television news.
Okay.
The ABC have confirmed its desire to lift its local content in prime time. Australia content has increased by 10% over the past 5 to 7 years. It's set to be just 43% this calendar year. More content.
Nine has officially announced Karl Stefanovic's. The verdict is coming in October on Thursday night. The verdict with Karl Stefanovic. Can you believe that, Glenn?
I think so. He's like Tony Jones.
It was originally for Sunday.
Yeah, he's going to have a hashtag. He's going to have...
Hey, you've got a hashtag you're in. Yeah. Hashtag Saturday Night Live.
It was going to be on Sunday night. Now it's because the footy show is now finished. So after next week, it'll be on...
Does that mean when the footy show comes back, it's going to change? Or what's happening?
I'll be over then anyway.
Oh, okay.
There's only not so many episodes left there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Now, Prime TV in the regional Australia, quite a controversial thing about media reform is it's announced they're cutting a number of editorial positions at Wagga Wagga, Tamworth and Canberra.
Yeah.
Which is ducking their commitment to regional news, which is kind of because they might merge Prime and Seven, is one of the theories.
Maybe.
All right, Foxtel's announced the closure of its Spy channel at the end of next month. Originally set to launch as a biography channel 11 years ago, the channel profiled a lot of Hollywood icons and artists. Yes.
Now, where's Inside the Actors Studio going to go?
It says next month, it's actually 1st of November, 4 a.m. Okay. Yeah, as international structure.
That's very, very sad. Network 10 will again broadcast the ARIA Awards to be held on Thursday, the 26th of November.
Love the ARIA Awards. Yeah. As we mentioned in our intro for this hour.
Oh, Zibo, she's in the hospital, you silly girl.
Yes, call her there.
I can't. I've got too much to do. Listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So... It's all forgotten now, and let's hear no more about it. So that's two egg mayonnaise, a prawn Goebbels, a Hermann Göring, and four colded salads. Oh, wait a moment, I got a bit confused here. Sorry, I got a bit confused because everyone keeps mentioning the war. So could you... What's the matter?
It's all right.
Is there something wrong?
Will you stop talking about the war?
Me? You started it?
We did not start it.
Yes, you did. You invaded Poland.
I love that show. How many times can you hear... Forty Shows is one of the most amazing shows. Only 12 episodes ever made.
Yeah, ever made.
And I think I've watched it 100 times for each episode because I always thought it felt new.
Brilliant.
Pete's obviously not a fan. Why aren't you a fan, Pete?
You're not a fan of...
I never watched much.
Faulty Towers?
How could you? There's not one much to watch, really.
You've got time.
Pete's
to
like our Manuel, really, to be honest.
He's our Manuel.
Yeah, I think so. 40 years, though. That's a long time. And it still lives on.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest.
It's actually rates still quite well.
Yeah. Manuel.
It's brilliant. Good.
Fox has also changed plans to screen The Daily Show with Trevor Noah as its late-night content and will now air its early evening. Originally scheduled 10 p.m. on the Comedy Channel, it will now screen 7:30 p.m. Tuesdays to Fridays from this week. So there you go.
Pretty good. Network 7 will screen the 2015 AFL Grand Final in high definition.
Yes.
Ooh.
This is a landmark event.
Now, happened 5 years ago.
Of course, Channel 7 will...
According to them, it's a landmark.
Channel 7 will have all-day broadcast, but 7 Mate will be on about 12 o'clock. So the NRL hasn't discussed about the grand final on that HD one yet.
So they have to show the actual grand final on the main channel, right?
Yes.
They can't show it on the HD channel.
They should.
So, no, I don't know.
But I think the word is Mate will be not HD soon anyway, because they're going to make their primary channels HD.
Yes.
All channels, hopefully soon.
Not all channels, no, the primary channel.
Yes.
It would be great if they did all channels.
Might be like a spectrum.
Yeah, I know.
Potentially could be the
issue.
We'll
see what the new communications people do about that.
And also, briefly, the Supreme Court has ordered Gina to provide evidence in a case against Nine and Cotter Jigsaw. It's still ongoing, the defamation action against the miniseries Nine aired, I think it was like earlier this year.
What was that?
The Gina Reinhardt.
House of Hancock.
Now,
Pete's finding out for us this week. The Pope, if he smoked pot. Find us out for us, Pete.
Oh.
Good to know. But David Cameron in Britain also facing the same questions. And some more questions there. After.
Allegations focus on whether the young David Cameron smoked cannabis at Oxford University and even took part in a bizarre initiation ceremony for a dining club involving a pig.
The allegation was made to us by a senior and very respected MP, and I have to say that, and we say in the book, that when we first heard the allegation, we assumed it was a joke. But we went back to this source on a number of occasions and he stuck very firmly to his line.
So what is this line they talk about? Like, what was the thing that he'd done in that ritual?
Apparently he did something with a pig.
Ah!
Oink, oink.
Never a good start to a sentence, by the way. He did something with a pig and it wasn't making breakfast.
Well, apparently...
Did he make the pig breakfast, though?
He cooked bacon.
Oink.
But apparently he put
oink, oink, oink.
One of his closest private parts, I think you'd call them.
Oh. Yeah, if you've ever seen the Black Mirror episode, it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, what is Black Mirror?
Black Mirror is an anthology series. It's like a modern-day Twilight Zone.
Wow.
Where each episode...
Are we just not in the Twilight Zone and this just happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mirror's
Black. The irony is hilarious.
But apparently his parts went in a dead pig's mouth.
As an initiation.
Yeah, to get into Harvard, you see.
See, because the respect...
This is why I went to Western Sydney University. Because I've just done the HSC.
What was your initiation?
I did my HSC.
Oh, didn't have to... Yeah.
Do anything silly?
Do anything?
No, I didn't have to put my...
No.
Didn't have to go anywhere near a pig. Unless I wanted to have... bacon and eggs for breakfast.
Oink, oink.
That's when you put the bacon in your mouth.
So, Pete, maybe find out anyone else has done that, because that'd be something quite interesting. Who else went to Harvard this week?
Right, yeah.
All right.
Or Oxford, was it? Harvard or Oxford? I don't remember. Some one of those fancy places.
Talking about more, Fox Books have launched a brand new app which offers video highlights, live score stats, statistics and fixtures, and a whole lot more, including breaking news. So that's new on the Fox Sports Australian app. More than
The Walking Dead Season 6 premieres October 12th. On FX, you get a fast screening at 1:30 p.m. and then the prime time at 8:30 as normal.
Now, Turnbull appeared on Sunrise and he got a tweet from House of Cards saying, feel free to stop by any time. There's some suggestions. Koshy suggested that the Prime Minister and wife Lucy are the new power couple, a bit like Frank and Kerry Underwood. Why Frank and Claire? So
I guess because he's the president now and they're saying that Turnbull's the new leader.
So why are they the same, though? What happens in House of Cards of these two?
Oh, I can't reveal it, Glenn. That's spoilers.
I've watched the first 10 minutes. Come on, I've watched it.
Of what, like episode one?
Yeah.
Well, I just spoiled it. He becomes president. So.
Damn! There goes that show.
You can cross that one out.
All right, SBS Pop Asia is one of the most popular brands on the SBS 2 channel. And from October the 2 to the 4th, it turns Asian all weekend. So it's next
week. Yeah, Pop
weekend,
Asia Week.
With 3 days of non-stop Asian pop culture and much, much more.
Good show. It's a very popular show. Now, a police officer who appeared in Network 10's Gold Coast Cops is facing 4 charges of assault. I don't know if they caught that on camera on one of the episodes.
Yeah, awkward.
That's not pretty good.
And this is how people normally get their news.
Yeah. The Al Jazeera journalists jailed in Egypt have been pardoned by President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Local media reports Canadian Mohamed Fahmy was forgiven in a presidential decree. At least one of the others is his reported colleague, Bahir Mohamed. Fahmy and Mohamed were handed a 3-year prison sentence each last month for broadcasting what a court...
So that's the Al Jazeera journalist that were arrested with Peter Greste.
Yeah.
Now, he gets his news a different way.
He does.
Yes, he did.
And it's a pretty good way to get your news, actually. I'll try it sometime.
What's happening?
Oh!
Oh, my God. James has got a top score in Angry Birds.
We've just had some late-breaking news here.
Oh,
Arthur
my
Wynn,
God.
That Mohamed Fahmy has been pardoned in Egypt.
Right. Wow.
If he's got a pardon, it means, and God, I hope it means, that Bahir is out too, because it's hard to imagine. I'm sorry, I'm feeling really...
No, exactly.
I mean, we've been fighting for the past 8 months for this, and I mean, Christ, I'm sorry.
Let's hope it is for both of them.
What a good way to get news.
Oh, that's very nice.
They filmed it, obviously, and it wasn't live, obviously, Media Circus. Oh, really? The jokes are pre-recorded.
Are they?
Unlike our jokes, Steve.
No, ours just roll off the tongue.
Just roll off the tip of our tongue. But, yeah, that was interesting news. And then news subsequently, he's also been pardoned, I believe, also too.
Oh, has he?
By the Egyptian government with their kind of...
Oh, good.
Bizarre trial of deciding that they're criminal reporters.
They're criminals, apparently.
Yeah.
All right.
Peter is, but the rest
of us
aren't.
Yes.
Well, that's a given.
Yes, okay, that's news to us, but anyway.
No. Well, the Big Bang Theory will begin on 7 May next week, launching season 3. Yes. 7 is actually pinning the show at 7 o'clock, which used to be 7 o'clock on 9 and go. The Channel 7 has the rights now.
Portlandia will come to an end in 2018 with its 8th season. Oh, that's a lot. It's a good show.
Yeah.
It's very funny. Yeah.
Yes.
What else we got? So,
and you remember the 7:30 show?
Yeah.
Every time Abbott went on, Lee Sales was giving him a hard time, asking him questions. Joe went on, asked half questions.
Why ask him questions, Will?
You know, why ask the Prime Minister of the Day questions? But when Turnbull went on, oh, it was just like they're at the pub having a little chin wag.
Because you...
You're not at the dispatch box and you're not at the bar, so I've got to squeeze in one more question before we run out of time. I'm sorry to be rude like that too.
No, I did
cut you directly off.
It's just like a married couple.
Not enough time for Turnbull.
Turnbull revealed that interview that he was moving, not going to move into his therapy because it was, well, obviously not as good as his own house.
Yeah, he said he's not moving there.
No.
But did you hear in the news during the week that Realtor put Kirribilli on the market?
So they should. Why the hell do we need a house?
They said since the Prime Minister is going to stay at his home, why don't you move into Kirribilli?
There's another position going on as well too, is that they reckon that Malcolm should work for free, work for a dollar.
Why not?
Why not?
If anyone should, he should. I'm sure he'll be fine.
If I had $50 million, I'd work for a dollar too.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you, Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
That's a deal we'll do with Malcolm. Give us $50 million, we'll work for a buck two, and you work for a buck two. Not a deal.
But there's Mark Zuckerberg does it. He's doing fine.
But Lee Sales is basically saying whatever she does, she's in a poison chalice because she's too soft, too hard, not right. You know, it's kind of like cooking a cake, right?
She's never gonna be just right.
Yeah. She's not?
Well, she's saying she wasn't.
Okay, clearly. No, good point, Steve.
Hey, what's up? It's Will and Jaden from The Collective.
And you're listening to the sounds of MacArthur, 100.3 FM.
Welcome back to Saturday Night Live with Steve, Glenn, Peter and Mad Mick.
And before you get to Mick, an update to Central Station's on fire, quite literally.
Oh.
Tonight, Central Station, the concourse, and there's been a smoke alarm initially set off and there's a bit of a fire there, not a huge fire, but there's some delays to train services tonight as obviously some trains are being diverted away from some of the platforms there. So Central Station causing some delays there, but it looks like it's just, I don't know, does that look like a big fire to you, Steve?
That does look like
from our
there's smoke coming out of Central, so I believe that indicates fire.
Seriously thought it was just a smoke alarm, a fire safety alarm, but yeah, if there's smoke, there's fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there is. And we are now joined on the line from his very safe and secure location, his house, by Mad Mick Presents.
Mad Mick Presents.
Mm-hmm.
Local topics. The first topic is Australia getting value from mining?
Value for money?
No, are they getting value for their money, for their mining?
From mining.
Mining. Is that like money? Mining? Same thing?
Money mining, yes.
From mining, yes.
Mining's money, right?
What most mining, all the mining, all the mining companies have to put a bond up to rehabilitate land which they mine. For an example, Mount Morgan, which used to be a very big mining company up in Queensland. They used to mine gold and other metals, and they had a deposit put down of $150 million. So far, it's cost Queensland nearly $500 million to try to rehabilitate it, and they still haven't fixed it. Most of the mining rehabilitation will cost more than what the mining companies will put down.
So what's your suggestion then, Mick? We don't mine anything anymore?
If it's going to cost a tax, like, for example, the coal mine out west, which are thinking about extending out, the company has only put $150 million down, and $150 million will not do very much. Out of that coal mining area from this mine, they're supposed to get 7% of revenues. Revenues of 7% is not worth having to pay billions of dollars to fix it all up. So it's going to cost us more.
But mining, you can never really fix the impact of mining. You can rehabilitate it to an extent, but it's never going to be the same.
These are the promises they've been giving.
Well, they promise many things.
Yeah, but you don't...
I was promised Santa existed.
I'll do this and do that just because I'll do fix it all up.
I have no further comment on that one.
And they don't come along. If they don't want to do that, they don't come in.
But who makes the rules, Mick? The mining companies, don't?
The mining companies and the government. The government is in their pockets. They think,
but what do we do? Do we then not say we don't export any? Are we saying no mining, or do we have to charge the miners more money?
It's costing us taxpayers to pay for them to open the mine. Then
these mines aren't particularly
subsidies on their fuels. They get subsidies on everything else, and then when they come to rehabilitate it, they only throw in a pittance. And the monies we got back from the mining, which are supposed to pay for
so
revenue...
So what should they do then? What should they do? Should they pay more in tax?
No more. If you were given $10 and you had to pay $20 to get it, would you take it?
Depends what I get for my $20.
Yeah, you wouldn't. That's not very good economics.
But so what do you suggest, though, Mick? We tax them more, but then they might not be able to export it and sell it.
We should be putting bigger holding bonds down. We should be saying, right, the holding bond now is they work it out. It's costing us $10 billion. You put $20 billion down.
But how do you assess the impact of that? How do you get to the right number? Because it sounds very difficult to me to say you build a coal mine,
look
for
at
example.
Mount Morgan and see what's cost taxpayers up there to try to rehabilitate it, and they haven't even rehabilitated it.
Are you saying rehabilitating it to what it was?
No.
Because you won't be able to, right?
Mount Morgan has got all these toxic poisons
that
brought up from, and acids, which they brought up to the mining companies.
Mm.
And to rehabilitate it, they can't do anything. When the big storms were on up in Queensland, the rehabilitation dams got flooded out and wiped out.
Yeah, we get that. So it's quite a lot of impact, but how do you prevent it, though?
We're going to destroy our land.
We've got plenty of it.
And we have not got plenty of that.
I think as countries in the world go, we've got a fair slab of land.
Australia's the driest continent in the world, which is inhabited. The other driest continent in the world, which is uninhabited, is the South Pole.
Right.
Well, we can't move to the South Pole.
Half the water, which is artesian, is not suitable for drinking.
Should we possibly be mining in places where there's not much? Like, maybe in the desert, would it matter if you mine in the desert as much?
The Artesian Basin covers about 80% of Australia, and they're all interrelated too.
Mm.
It's just like these fracking things. These people talking about fracking, I won't do anything.
Are you talking about fracking here, Mick?
Pardon?
You talking about fracking FR?
Yeah, fracking.
Good, just checking.
Don't want to offend their listeners.
Yeah, we don't want to put the 7-second play in.
Fracking will, in the end, cause earthquakes. Australia's just a survey on fault lines in Australia.
So when
you have fractures in the rock, water gets down and washes away. So when there's a earthquake, it exaggerates more of an earthquake.
But isn't this a bigger question, Mick, of how do you pay for environmental damage made by people? Because this is not just in mining, right? You make environmental damage. I make environmental damage.
I do.
We all do. Like, for example, you may not see it, for example, in a coal mine, but let's say, for example, you use a car,
mm-hmm.
which obviously uses petrol.
Yeah.
A bike does kind of use petrol, but it's kind of more food.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you do that. Shouldn't you pay more in, say, petrol taxes? Because the petrol tax doesn't... But not enough, obviously, because it doesn't fix the air. That's not fixed.
Environmental taxes.
Mm. Why don't we fix the... But we haven't fixed the air.
With the carbon.
But have we fixed the air?
They are giving companies to reduce their things... And they're giving these subsidies to them. It just don't work.
But Mick, for example,
I'm carbon neutral.
No one's carbon neutral.
A lot of people are carbon neutral.
No, they're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No.
You should see all the green.
You still produce carbon. You offset the carbon. No. People that are carbon neutral aren't carbon neutral, Mick. That's the biggest nonsense in the world. If you're carbon neutral, you won't be breathing.
If you want to live...
Are you breathing, Mick?
Yes.
Well, you're breathing out carbon.
Carbon dioxide.
Exactly, that's carbon.
Are you saying Mick's a problem?
Mick's the problem.
No, but if you want to survive on Earth, you've got cultures, you've got people living on
Earth,
you don't want to destroy three things. You don't want to destroy your water... You don't want to destroy your land, which grows your food, and you don't want to pollute your air.
But we do that already.
We are doing all...
Mm-hmm. We're all complicit to it, Mick. We can't say we're innocent. We're all complicit in the action of it.
It's not because of anybody else.
It's because I want to sit at home and drive home tonight.
Yeah.
I'm part of the problem, Mick.
Yeah.
Admittedly.
You have to realise that you can have to restrict what you want.
So I'm going to have to pedal home tonight on a push button.
You only have a certain amount of people living in the earth. And if you have a greater amount of people, that means you're going to have to lose your other privileges.
Pretty much should probably be eating grass.
Really?
Leaves.
And walking home.
But anyway, Mick, your second topic, we touched on a bit earlier as well, is the new land releases. I'm sure you're a huge fan. Must be excited, Mick. They've got to have put electrify the rail line to Menengle.
Yeah.
35,000 new houses.
And where,
Mick,
are they going to
contain
get all
your
the
excitement.
Water? Destroyed. They have... fractured the Georges River base, a catchment area, in through longwall mining, and they've also fractured the catchment area for one, the I think it's the Avon Dam. So we've lost water capacity of one of our dams, and they have got no more plans to put new dams in. So we're going to have to reduce our use of water. And if we're going to use recycled water, are we going to re-drink recycled water, which is not very nice?
What's wrong with recycled water? We should be having recycled water, Mick. That's the nonsense not to have
no,
recycled water.
No, not drinking
water.
It.
Well, I think you treat it first. I don't think you just go directly from toilet to tap.
There's chemicals in there.
You could if you want.
And which are used for medical chemicals, which are...
But isn't all water recycled?
All these other things for things, and they can't get rid of those out. There's no guarantee of getting them out.
Right.
But, Mick, all water's recycled.
All water is recycled, not...
At some point, right? Because it goes in the sky and it comes down again.
Yeah,
that's recycling.
Yeah.
Our water, what they want us to drink, is recycled by man, not by nature. Oh. And the chemicals we are putting into our water system now is different to what nature puts in.
Mick, if you believed in God, we could have sorted this all out. Because God would have sorted it, right?
He would.
Nature, you could have done a recycling system that got all the dirty water and recycled it naturally.
But it's
problem
just
solved.
Like these... Like V-Dub did. Oh, we are doing this and this to the environment with our diesel motors. And what did they catch out? That's a lot of crap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit of a stuff-up, I think they call it. That was pretty clever, though, Mick, because they figured out how to make the system figure out it's getting tested.
They did.
Like, that's pretty clever.
And then it backfired.
Quite literally, the exhaust backfired.
Find a lot more
it was heard the world over.
Physically
have the same problem with their diesel motors, because diesel motors shouldn't be allowed to be used.
But isn't diesel good for the environment?
Diesels, yes, because the particles, the fine
particles. To be fair, if you're driving anywhere, you're not really, like, you should be on, you know, the bus or something.
Really?
Yeah. But it's less environmental impact than driving.
Sometimes.
Well, yeah, most of the time.
Depends where you're going.
Most of these buses now are gas buses, not diesel fuel buses.
Well, Mick, your carbon, we just heard from the government, you're over your carbon quota for this episode. Too much carbon dioxide's been exhausted and...
We'll tax him for that carbon.
Yeah, when do we send the bill for your carbon tax, Mick?
Send it to Malcolm Fraser.
Malcolm Fraser?
I don't know, I don't think he'll pay. Got a hint there. Mick, it's been a pleasure as always.
Okay.
Stay on the line. We will talk to you in a sec.
100.3.
Live sport. The sport is hard hitting live right now.
Not
Peter.
Much happening.
Live sport. Nothing else.
Two games.
They've had 4 minutes
right now.
They've had 4 minutes in the other game. And
both games.
Both games.
And they've got nil no points. Pete, how long does it take to say nil or in every game?
Zero.
Nil or in every.
How many syllables is zero? That made no sense.
Is there more than one syllable in zero?
Yes.
How many?
By the way, to an update on that story we mentioned to you earlier, at Central Station, it's been evacuated. Apparently, the Hungry Jack's chicken had a flaming whopper, obviously, and they've caused a fire up there at Central. Too hot to handle, and smoke throughout the Central train station. They've evacuated the building. Train services are affected.
That's going to annoy a lot of people.
Yeah. Now, some people are probably being a little bit melodramatic, saying all transport's down. That's not the case, according to City Rail, is that good services remaining on all train lines, though they may be delayed, as it's caused the fire safety alarm and evacuated parts of Central Station tonight as well. So it went off about 6 o'clock tonight. More than 20 fire trucks there and about 1,000 commuters have been evacuated.
You might not be travelling to the city or out of the city for a while.
Trains are all operating, except there'll be delays, particularly on the intercity
besides
trains.
Besides the delays.
Yeah.
So you should be okay.
Don't panic. And there's been no reported burgers injured in the incident yet.
No Hamburglar?
No Hamburglar. The Hamburglar's all good. Don't worry.
You've watched this is his opportunity.
Yeah.
But seriously.
But back to more important matters. You've watched...
I
watched... Like, Ballers started recently.
Well, that's right, Ballers.
Which is not what it sounds. Explain.
It's an NFL version of Entourage. Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I saw it. Have you seen it?
I've seen the shorts of it, but I haven't watched it yet.
It's okay. It's no Entourage. Just saying. I was talking to someone and he said, it's not as good as Entourage.
Entourage is hilarious.
Entourage is pretty good. But the movie, not so good. The Entourage movie was a big disappointment. They didn't need it. They didn't need it at all.
Is it like the Sex and the City movie?
Well, I don't know. I never saw those. So I can't
say. Apparently that's what many people said about that, right?
Yeah, well, that's what they said. Why did they make two movies
out
of it? What's
it got to do with Sex and the City movie?
Peter, that makes no sense
Peter's
whatsoever.
Doing a hoot hoot toot toot.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yes, so Entourage movie.
Yes.
Why are you hooting and tooting for, Peter?
Peter, you're throwing the show off.
Anyway, back to that. Did Johnny Chase, did drama ever get a part?
He did. He actually won an Emmy.
Spoiler alert. You've just ruined the whole
Johnny
movie.
Drama finally won an Emmy for something he appeared in.
In fiction.
In fiction, not real. Oh, the Emmys were awesome.
We completely missed her. Conditions or something. Yeah, it was pretty hot over there when that happened. Us winning.
That's what matters, right?
On the catwalk, on the walk, and
all. Pete's the weather report.
Well, apparently it's very hot in Los Angeles, right? Well, whole California, it's very.
Yeah.
It's like our summer.
Day.
It's getting bad.
Catwalks are always hot.
Our catwalks. Disgusting. Moving on. Entourage, it wasn't good. They didn't need it, as I said.
Just get to the stars, Steve. Get to the stars and save
us.
I'm kind of glad they kept the continuity.
Mm.
Obviously, they did. But it was just a big cameo of who's who, you know, all these models and actors. And
terrible.
As you do, because the show ended in 2007.
Quite some time ago.
Seven, five. No, not 2022.
It's finished in the future.
Back to the future.
It's not even sci-fi, Pete. You can't do it.
I'd say two. It's not good. You can skip it. You don't. Just ignore it and watch the series again. Or watch it, Ballers. That's good too. Good show. It's a very good show. Entourage is much better. Would you watch Entourage?
I haven't watched it yet.
What?
To be fair, he's only watched just finished ET.
Well, you're still watching Prisoner, so.
Yeah, I am.
And that's, I think, almost it for the show, Steve.
Don't yeah, that's pretty much
check
it.
Us, and Peter, are you here, Pete, still?
Yeah.
Or are you tooting along still?
No.
Another toot? No more toots?
Could be.
Saturday Night. Is that the name of our show? Toot Toot?
Yeah, Toot Toot.
Toot Toot is our episode title on our podcast feed, saturdaynightlive.com.au, on the internet.
125 episodes, everyone.
Wow.
What an achievement.
See, that's a real achievement.
That's a real... See, the
artist mayor... impression? No. The artist should get... The mayor should record the council meetings. That would be an achievement.
Oh, that would...
And broadcast
them. And if you put it online... We have a special guest.
Don's back.
Don Pedro is still around. Come in, Don. We're ending the show.
Don.
Come in, Don.
It's all right.
How have you been?
All right.
I just come in to check out how's everything in the studio.
Good.
How is the third studio?
The third studio is just fine.
Did it flush well?
Can we use it? No.
We can't use it anymore.
No.
Okay.
It's going to need repairs.
Although, this is probably when Don has dinner, you know. He's never used the bathroom for the rest of the week.
We'll see you next week.
Probably.
Maybe.
If we survive the bathroom.